you're listening to this show, we're way ahead of the curve. These, what I just said, will be something that plays out in the next year. You're already on it. You're a year ahead. You're a year ahead. The general public, they are not up to speed. And these folks will use that. They'll use it. They're going to fucking use it to go after little kids now. Because, as I said, more people are getting up to speed. And that's bad news for them. So, they're under a time crunch. If you imagine a hourglass filled with sand, that sand's falling fast, but they still got some time to stick and move and put some more money in their pockets and fuck some more human beings up. It's really stunning. It's stunning. Whew. Need a drink. Young Bucks picked something up today. We'll change gears. I hope that frames things in terms of investigations and where we're at and where I think the other side is at. They must be nervous. I mean, I would be nervous. If I were them, I would be nervous understanding that what's going on. I'd be fucking nervous. There comes a point when you know that the evidence is surmounting and maybe they feel that they have a get-out-of-jail-free card, and maybe they do, but there's all different kinds of issues for people, okay? There's different types of justice. And there's different types of problems. Even for psychopaths. For whom the bell tolls. It tolls at different times in different ways. And some imaginable, some unimaginable. And guilt is a bastard to live with too, and we'll see how it plays out. But I'll tell you what, more and more people understand what's going on, and as I said before, that is bad news for these folks. Now the Young Bucks today, I got a message. I said, hey, maybe Fauci could sing in Francis Collins' folk group. Because we think we got a clip of Fauci on, what's that show, America's Got Talent or something? Doing some karaoke. I said, what the hell are you talking about? They said, Fauci's singing his new, what is that? Fauci's singing his new theme song. We ought to think about making this Fauci's new theme song. But the actual recording, not poor man's Fauci singing it. Fauci's what, 81? Well, this guy's 82. They found a clip of this guy on America's Got Talent singing a song. Let's go videotape. We'll change the pace up a little bit here. So I was watching this, and I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I was like, what is this? This is crazy. And when he started singing the song, I said, oh, snap. This is fucking good. Let's go to videotape.
Hi, y'all. Hi, you all.
Hello.
Hi.
And what's your name, sir?
John Hetlinger.
Where are you from, John?
I'm from Broomfield, Colorado.
And, John, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am 82 years old.
No, you're not. Are you retired now?
Yes, I retired about 15 years ago. That's about the time I started doing karaoke.
Before you retired, what was your job?
The most recent one was aerospace engineering. I was a... yes, I was blessed to be the program manager for the COSTAR instrument that repaired the Hubble Space Telescope.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
But did you go to space?
I was a Navy pilot. That was far enough into space.
Wow.
after everything you've done, why have you decided to come on the show this year?
Well, this would be probably the high point of my life and my many careers. It's
So without putting words into your mouth, we're sort of more important than the Hubble telescope.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, John, listen, good luck.
Okay. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Wow. Fauci looks, he looks crazy on stage. You're not watching the video. You're not seeing this dude, 82, go up there and just blow everybody's doors off. But it would be Fauci's theme song and the rest of the theme song of the NIH, the FDA, the CDC. And, you know, there's good, say this, there's people in these places that are trying to do the right thing. They just keep getting overruled, etc. It's a bad reflection on good people. And many of them couldn't take it anymore, and they're leaving, or they want to leave, and they're in the process of leaving. And I tell you, that's a bad, bad thing. And people out there say, fuck them, let them leave. Fuck them too. Well, they're the ones holding a little bit of civility together and making sure that, we're trying to make sure that these pharmaceutical companies don't run roughshod over all of us more so. And believe me, they could more so. And, well, we'll talk about it on Hotwire. It's not looking good. Of course, let's get into some of the news. The Young Bucks have prepped for us. We're rocking and rolling this week. Good flow to the show so far. My little internal indicator tells me that we're doing well tonight. England ends all COVID passports and mask mandates and work restrictions. What's going on there? It seems strangely timed. Maybe you're worried about a little English civil war. Is that what? When Johnny comes marching home and chokes you out.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, ta-da. It's coming by bus or on the
Boris is hiding in his house again. People are worried. And these politicians, if not good at anything else, they're good at reading the tea leaves. Things are about to... when a powder keg is about to blow. Restrictions including COVID-19 passes, mask mandates, and work-from-home requirements will be removed in England Boris Johnson announced just hours ago. Johnson also suggested that self-isolation rules may be thrown out at the end of March, as the Chinese Communist Party virus pandemic becomes an endemic. Effective immediately, the UK government is no longer asking people to work from home. The COVID pass mandate for nightclubs and large events won't be renewed when it expires January 26. And from Thursday, indoor mask wearing will no longer be compulsory anywhere in England. Requirement for secondary school pupils to wear masks during class and in communal areas will also be removed from the Department of Education's national guidance. What's going on here? And while there were roaring cheers from lawmakers throughout the House of Commons following Johnson's announcements on masks, what is going on here? Johnson is saying that COVID becomes an endemic. Well, he's the first domino here. You understand? Talk about dominoes. Let's perhaps examine what's going on here. What other music do we have here? La-dee-dee. They keep throwing things at you. They'll keep you confused. Hey, you take what you can get in today's day and age. In the UK, we have a lot of friends in the UK. Live it up. But what is happening? I think I have an idea out of the gates. I know I read about this earlier. I didn't know the Young Bucks were going to have anything on it. So let's just try to jump in here, throw a couple good songs on, and take the edge off. I'll tell you, they rapid fire things at you so fast. If you don't pay attention or take a step back, try to figure out what's going on. And then understand, is this coming for you? Whether it's good or bad, is it coming for you? Is it going to be here? Well, if it does, one way or another. Little Sammy Hagar mixing it up. That's a fight for your right to party. It never hurts to fight for your rights. I smell annual vaccinations, annual inoculations. They've tapped out, perhaps, the people who are committed, and are not going to get the jabs. People who have fought back are on the verge of losing their shit. And also Boris Johnson is on the verge of being literally yanked out of fucking 10 Downing Street because he hasn't followed any of his own guidelines, and he's been partying and having parties and stuff and rubbing it in the faces of his so-called constituents. So he's on thin fucking ice. So we can either read something into this that's perhaps global and has global repercussions, or this could just be a desperate politician trying to save his own wrinkled ass. And time will tell. It's important to understand the current political landscape in the UK. This guy could be literally. And let's put things in perspective. Especially in the UK. Many times they've done things like this and then come back relatively quickly and undone everything that they said they were going to do. The freedoms that they were going to return to people, they just threw them out and said, well, we changed our mind. So you have to keep an eye on that as well. And again, if you're there, take it as a victory, but with the caveat that it might not be permanent. If it is permanent, and this truly is the endemic, then Big Pharma has already cut a deal behind the scenes to make these vaccines, even though they're not vaccines, an annual thing. And that's going to be the push now, that you're going to have to get your annual vaccine. Let's keep an eye on this. and what they say about booster shots and booster campaigns and down the future. But don't get too cocky. I've seen these guys pull the, and I've said it before, when folks in the UK were, and Scotland and Wales, of course, were returning, so-called, or apparently returning rights to the folks that said, don't get too cocky. They can take it back. And they did. And they they did when it came to indoor masks and everything else. So we'll keep an eye on that. It's interesting. More than interesting. But you take it and run with it. They're going to give you something. And know this, that you fight for your right to party out there and you stay in people's faces and you don't bend, it can only lead to good things. But I'm interested to see how this plays out just as you are. So I guess congratulations, but keep a mindful and watchful eye on these scumbags because that's what they are, plain and simple. And this just could be a desperate man because he's real, real close. If you read what's going on, real close, literally to being fucking yanked out of his joint. I mean, his people are fuming over there, as they should be. They should be fuming here too. They should be fuming here too. They really should be. This guy, this wax dummy Biden, has some fucking balls to stand up there for 2 hours and pretend like he's the man. You're a fucking puppet, asshole. Just like Johnson is. So who told Johnson to do this? And why? If it's a higher power, they've already cut deals. They're going to roll some bullshit out later about, oh, well, you didn't get your annual vaccination, so now you don't get your rights. Now you have to self-isolate again, etc. But I thought, yeah, you thought. We thought, right? We thought that a lot, right?
You fucked up! You trusted us!
Exactly. He's not your fucking friend. Snap out of it. Stockholm syndrome types. He's not your fucking friend. These people are not your friends.
I knew he would see things our way.
It's doubtful that he does. Pay attention. Meanwhile, let's take a trek to communist Oregon, where officials are floating the idea of making indoor masks a mandate that's permanent. That would require everybody age 5 and older to wear a mask in indoor public places. 5 and older. Well, you won't have to worry about the kids 5 and under. Fauci's going to try to wipe those kids out soon enough. I mean, as insane as it sounds, it would be insane if it wasn't so damn true. Oh, guess what? How stupid do you feel, parents? Your 5 and above kids that you got vaccinated because they said, oh, their lives are going to go back to normal. They won't have to wear their masks. This includes if you're vaccinated. Again, it doesn't matter that masks don't work. It doesn't matter that the vaccines don't work. The bullshit, the scam journeys on. If you listen to these people and you engage by listening and you comply, you're just part of the problem. You're part of the problem. Plain and simple. These guys not only would make you wear masks forever, they would be happy having both boots on your neck forever. You better get in somebody's fucking face and stop bending over. Or get used to bending over and taking it you know where. We go to South Africa. A study in South Africa I mentioned at the top of the show. I'm in a zone tonight. I could talk for 6 hours. I could. I'm just in a fucking zone. Simple as that. we talked about at the top of the show. mRNA boosters don't work. They don't block Omicron. That means they don't block anything. Omicron has not even been proven to exist. According to frontline medical professionals, not me. I don't make this shit up in my head. Booster shots with messenger RNA vaccines. What vaccines? I don't know of any vaccines on the market. You mean mRNA gene therapies? Such as those made by Pfizer and BioNTech and Moderna, failed to block Omicron in a study of some of the first documented breakthrough cases caused by highly contagious variant. It's not a surprise. It doesn't block anything. Oh, but Fauci said, and Walensky said, and Burks and Redfield and all these people, 95% efficacy. That's a fucking lie. It doesn't stop anything. If it did, people who got the jabs wouldn't be sick. With COVID again, whatever the fuck that is, and on top of that, having other vaccine injuries. So of course it doesn't stop anything. Notice, though, it's very interesting. All the negative studies that result in reflecting poorly and negatively on the big pharma concoctions, all those studies come from out of the country. This one's from South Africa and Cape Town. And after investigation was authorized by the University of Cape Town and Stellenbosch University, after a number of folks, seven German visitors to Cape Town experienced symptomatic infections. All cases were mild or moderate, providing support for an extra shot's ability to fend off severe disease, death, and hospitalizations. It still doesn't work. You get a cold, a light flu, and it still doesn't work. It's a fucking joke. It's a scam. You're being played time and time and time again. It simply is bullshit all the way around. Anyway, so you notice that these studies that come out, they don't reflect nicely on these things. They say the same things that we say on a regular basis. And then, magically, out of fucking nowhere, within days, the CDC comes out with its own study and it counters the other studies. And the fact checkers, they'll pop up right in your right margin on Twitter. Fact checkers say, is what I'll say. Fact checkers say South African study's flawed. mRNA boosters do block Omicron. Do you understand? It's a fucking joke, the whole thing. We know it's a scam. What I said earlier about the tenets, the evolution of investigations, and what it reveals to you. It doesn't necessarily have to be successful just because it puts somebody in jail or gets somebody locked up. It can be successful just the fact that you understand that you're being lied to and you're being played and how you're being manipulated, and so that you can prevent against it and protect yourself and your loved ones against liars and harmful lies. These are harmful lies. What's more fucking harmful than go get this shot to protect yourself? Oh, we don't know why you died. We don't know why your kid heart blew up like a fucking party balloon. Strange. Tough luck. Looks like you struck out. That's not our fault. You can't prove it's our fault. Intelligence is worth its weight in gold. It's worth more than gold. I tried to tell you this. The back and forth of a criminal conspiracy you're witnessing. The truth comes out. More lies are fabricated, manipulated, manufactured to cover them up. And these medical journals, they play both sides of the fence. They'll print both studies. It's all concocted nightmare. And with the impossibility placed on you of trying to sort it out, everything else you have to do in your life. Belgium has joined, new headline, Belgium has joined, and all these stories are on pain.tv if you figure that you're not getting enough. I'm just not covering enough of the stories for you. You can jump in and read more of them. I try to slice and dice to them, Ginsu style. Belgium is no longer recommending Moderna vaccine for those under 31 due to the risk of heart inflammation.
Oh, but it's rare. There's no link. It's rare. It's just people dying unexpectedly. They die all the time.
Fuck out of here. Wheels are coming off. Said this for a while. More proof. Where do you see? It's also telling. Where do you see other countries yanking these things? You see them in Europe. They're not fucking around over there. There's too much chaos. People's hearts are blowing up upside down and sideways. Oh, in the U.S., of course, it's the same thing. But oh, my God, freaking, God forbid we put the brakes on a vaccine. My God. I mean, how many people does it take to die or maim for these guys to put the brakes on a vaccine? Doesn't matter. The number's unlimited. We talked to folks in the FDA. It's fuck. There's no chance that they're yanking these things. The fix is in. Don't give a fuck how many people die. They don't care. You listen to Hot Wire a couple Hot Wires ago. One or two episodes ago, we told you all about this from our insiders. We told you this was going to happen. That regardless of the chaos here domestically, they're just pretending like it doesn't happen. They can't acknowledge it. It would feed into the fact that the whole thing's coming unraveled. And they leave that out. That's for you to ascertain on your own. They don't want to throw any gasoline on that fire so that you'll understand it faster and quicker. And put a little gasoline on a torch yourself and go looking for your pound of flesh. Let's head to the fucking castle. This is bullshit. Here comes a mob with torches. Fuck out of here. It's unbelievable. So the Belgian vaccination task force took them long enough, but still faster than the United States. So why not yank the Pfizer vaccine too? Well, it doesn't kill as many people. What? Yeah. Have you seen these countries now say, well, you know, Moderna is killing a little bit more than Pfizer or maiming a little bit more than Pfizer. So we're going to yank Moderna, but Pfizer's not hurting that many people.
You're garbage for letting us all go down the drain.
Now this clown from the vaccination task force in Brussels is saying they had to act as a precaution to what? More mayhem? I mean, having enough young men, specifically young men, been hurt, maimed, killed? A precaution to what? You're fucking late. Better late than never, though. What about the U.S.? No, we don't care if our young dudes get fucked up, especially if they're white. We've been trying to eliminate white young white males for a long time. You have to wonder.